Inclined to Care.
Lifting the Alleghenies to new heights.
According to the USDA, there are 136 new farmers markets in Pennsylvania since 2004. Produce is readily available at supermarkets, so why are farmers markets flourishing in Pennsylvania?
We visited farmers markets in Johnstown and Bedford, Pennsylvania to find out why. At the Bedford Farmers Market, we met Derek Hunter and Leona Lehman.
Derek Hunter works at Goodness Grows, an organic farm in Centerville.
Everything that we have was picked yesterday. And that's one of the big things when you're looking at going to farmers markets.
Leona Lehman works on a farm in New Paris, Pennsylvania.
Actually, I was just pulling those green beans last night at 11 o'clock. Now, the corn was pulled this morning 2 hours ago, so you couldn't get it much fresher.
Mrs. Lehman's farm supplies sweet corn and green beans to Giant Eagle, Little Barn, Shawnee Market, as well as local farmers markets.
Understanding exactly where food is grown and where it is processed is becoming more important to consumers. Again, Derek Hunter.
Everything we do on the farm, from growing the produce to planting the seeds for the bread to packaging, everything is done on the farm. It's a whole farmstead operation. We grow all of our grains for the breads. We keep them whole until we're going to use them. We mill them on the farm and then we bake with them that day. As fresh as you're ever going to get it.
Farmers also point out that selling directly to the public can result in less waste. According to the USDA, 133 billion pounds of food in the U.S. was wasted in 2010. That's a third of the country's supply.
While visiting the Johnstown Farmers Market, we met Judy Brumbaugh of Williamsburg, Pennsylvania, who is proud of how local farmers use unsold products.
We do jams and jellies. We also do homemade soups and sandwiches, too. A lot of the jams and jellies and soups grew out of the need to use the things that we don't sell at the end of the week, so nothing goes to waste.
Derek Hunter also finds ways to save produce.
If we don't sell it at the market, we'll bring it home and then we'll do value-added products from it. So we can pickle stuff and sell that. We made kimchi the other day with some of our onions and peppers and stuff like that.
And for anything else,
our goats are probably the best-fed goats in the world because they get all of our old bread. Our pigs get some of the vegetables and stuff that we compost.
While visiting farmers' markets, the atmosphere is much different than that of a supermarket. Supermarkets typically have a cool and sterile ambiance.
While farmers' markets often feature local musicians, speakers, and open air.
Johnstown's Farmers Market is held in Central Park. You can find Brumbaugh's Old Fashioned Delights, Jody Galloway's Produce, Nutmeg's Bakery, and 10 or more vendors throughout Central Park selling everything from flowers to bacon donuts.
Bedford's Farmers Market is held in the square. You can find Goodness Grows, Lehman Farms, other farmers, craft vendors, and local entertainment.
A visit to these and other farmers markets provide a great experience.
It serves so many purposes. Not only do we provide food, but we also have a social aspect to it where it's nice to come down to the market, get something to eat, something nutritious to eat, take it home, and enjoy it for the next week. We actually see a difference in people whenever they start to eat fresh, good food.
To find a farmers market near you, visit the USDA's Farmers Market Directory website.
Well, I think you can tell. I really like farmers markets. That's where my heart is. I love the people that come to farmers markets. I love providing a good product and talking to nice people with nice smiles. It's a fun job and we enjoy it.
Hoping you will establish roots at a local farmers market. This is Kylie Farbaugh.
And Joshua Wagner.
Inclined to Care was produced by students participating in the Community Foundation for the Alleghenies Youth Philanthropy Internship Program.
With support from the Saturday Light Brigade.
All statements or opinions are those of the speakers.
And do not necessarily represent those of the Community Foundation for the Alleghenies.
More information on the Youth Philanthropy Internship Program
is available at www.cfalleghenies.org.